Okay.
Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jessica. My name's Ahmad with Legal Intake Center, and the person I'm transferring is LaVon Marie Williams. She's a new claimant.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, LaVon.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, so my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line, or I'm speaking on a recorded line, excuse me. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you?
I do not.
No, okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
You were? Gosh, I'm sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian cancer, epithelial.
Okay. Epithelial tumor?
Ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and did you use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed with the cancer?
In 2023.
Okay. And do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, her name is Ms. Dietz.
Okay.
Vasquez.
Vasquez?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what facility is she at?
Texas Health in Fort Worth.
Health in Fort Worth. Okay. On Magnolia Ave?
No, it's Pennsylvania Avenue in Fort Worth.
Okay, let me get that one. 1 second. Okay, I think I found it here. Is it 1301 Pennsylvania Ave?
Yes.
That's it. Okay. Okay, and bear with me here, sorry. Okay, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
No, okay, and did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
African Pride is the one that I use.
Okay. Did you use it 4 times in a single year before the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And were any other, like, friends, family, loved ones also using hair relaxer and diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Oh, okay. And then, What state did you use the hair relaxer in?
Texas.
Texas. And then what year estimately did you first start using it? Best to your knowledge.
I would say around 2009. It's been a long time.
Okay. And then did you ever stop using it?
I did once I started having issues, yes.
Okay. Okay. So 2023 is when you stopped, do you think?
Yes.
You last used it? Okay. And then how often were you using it or applying it? Weekly, monthly, four times per year?
I used it. It was every 2 months.
Every 2 months? Okay. So almost monthly. And then you used it for roughly 14 years total. Did you use the hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
At home.
Home, okay. And then you said the brand name was African Pride?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
No, I was diagnosed in November of 23.
Okay, let me change that real fast. November. And I think for that one, it would be yes, because you did use the product for more than 2 years before your diagnosis.
Okay, yes.
It's asking, yeah. The diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using it. So that one would be yes then. And then let's see here. What type of treatment did you receive?
It was chemotherapy, and they had to do radiation as well.
Radiation, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what year did you have treatment? Was it 23?
Yes.
Okay.
I started I think it was the second week of November of 23,
okay.
Around the 11th.
11th, okay. And then did you have treatments by the same doctor? Or was it a different doctor? Okay, same one.
No, Dr. Dietz. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then my primary doctor.
Okay. And then next here, the injured party information. So you said it was the ovarian cancer,
Athel.
Thank you. Athel tumor. Sorry, one moment. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and can you spell your first name?
Lima Alpha Victor Oscar Henry Nancy.
So it's Lavohn?
Yes.
Okay, and then middle name was Marie, Marie?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then Williams, was that Williams?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
January 8th, 1984.
And again, it was January 8th, 1984?
Yes.
Okay. And then your social?
575-251278.
And again, it was 575-251278.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
It's going to be my first name. So Lavohn23@yahoo.com.
And that was Lavohn23@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what is your phone number?
512-300-3752.
And again, it was 512-300-3752?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what is your email address? Or not email, excuse me. Your mailing address?
It's 255 North FM 157, apartment 3201, Venus, Texas 76084.
And the apartment number was 3201?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so it was 255 FM 157 Venus, yeah. Texas.
North FM.
North FM. Okay. I'm sorry. When I entered, yeah. it gave me something funky. And then apartment number 3201. Okay, and then there would be a copy of, or do you have a copy of the medical records to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
At the hospital, yes, hospital. They have the records.
Okay, perfect. And mm-hmm. then, so lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Mm-hmm. No, it's okay.
No, okay, no worries. Okay, and then let me make sure nothing else is needed. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
That's fine. Okay. So bear with me real quick. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. One moment.